Well, and there is, as you've been saying, a Zika scare in Florida and a new one now in Texas. Yesterday, health officials reported the first Zika-related death in that state. A newborn baby girl died shortly after birth from complications of the disease, including microcephaly, the head abnormality that's related to the Zika virus. Helen Branswell is the infectious disease and public health reporter for Stat News, the national health and medical publication and our weekly partner. And Helen, terribly sad for this family. But frightening for others. So just a little context. Do we know how many losses during pregnancies or after pregnancies that are related to Zika there have been in this country?
Hi, Robin. So far, the CDC has been trying to release information, but at the same time, not release enough information that anybody can sort of use what's out there to track down actual individuals. So they're being a little bit coy. They've announced that in the U.S., for instance, 479 pregnant women have been diagnosed with Zika during their pregnancy, but they haven't told us up until now. How many of those pregnancies have come to term.
Yeah.
So we really don't know. But what they have said is that there have been 15 births. The one in Texas may be a 16th. That'll become clear tomorrow when they update their numbers. So 15 births and where the babies had birth defects related to Zika, and 6 pregnancy losses.
Right.
So those would be miscarriages, stillbirths, or if a woman decided to terminate a pregnancy because of birth defects.
Well, and what do we know about this Texas case? Do we know, we know that Zika, now we know it can be sexually transmitted between adults or picked up by a pregnant mother by a mosquito bite, transmitted to the child. Do we know what happened here?
The woman is reported to have spent some time in Latin America in a country where Zika was spreading during her pregnancy. So I think the thinking is that she was bitten by a mosquito.
Yeah. Are there cases of local transmission yet in Texas?
Not that have been reported.
Yeah, right.
So far, only in the U.S., it's Florida.
Yeah. Well, so over the weekend, New York Senator Chuck Schumer asked members of Congress to come back from summer recess to pass emergency funding for Zika. That includes money for a vaccine. Florida's Governor Rick Scott made the same appeal. So did Hillary Clinton. Here she is campaigning in Florida yesterday.
I would very much urge the leadership of Congress to call people back for a special session and get a bill passed. Get a bill that is focused on combating Zika passed.
And now backers of this, to have Congress come back are saying the delay in funding will jeopardize vaccine development. But the private sector seems to be stepping up here. So remind us what the issues are.
Well, the private sector is to a degree, but there are a lot of companies that are involved in trying to develop a Zika vaccine, as well as a number of government agencies like the National Institutes of Health and the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Bethesda. But many of the players in the private sector are small players. They're small biotechs. Most of the big vaccine manufacturers, who are the types of companies that are able to actually get a vaccine out the pipeline, do all the testing, which is extremely expensive, manage a dossier, handle the regulatory process. Most of them are sitting on the sidelines. And in part, that's because there is real concern about where the funding for this kind of work is going to come from.
It's extraordinarily expensive. And we remember what happened after the Ebola outbreak. Companies scramble to do something and then it fades away, and the thinking is, maybe we don't need
exactly. it. Exactly. I talked recently to executives from several of companies, Sanofi Pasteur and GlaxoSmithKline, and they said, we have answered the call on a number of occasions when there have been big public health emergencies. It costs a lot of money. It diverts us from other work. And at the end of the day, typically nothing comes out of it, and it's a very expensive thing to do.
Right. Roll the dice. Helen Branswell, Stats, infectious diseases and public health reporter on the first death due to Zika, a child in Texas. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.